Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You know, I think it's really important for every American to understand fake news. Donald Trump is saying that this leaked information that CNN has been reporting, leaked information about the effectiveness of the bunker buster bombs in Iran, he's saying that's fake news. Donald Trump can babble all he wants about fake news, but actually, what he considers fake news is fake. It's not fake news. What he says about it is fake. And Donald Trump wants to dismiss anything that is negative about him. You know, for somebody who acts so tough, he is really a very, very fragile human being. I mean, he might look big and brawny and tough, but he's fragile. And you almost have to feel sorry for him because he can't tolerate anybody saying anything negative. And if he hears something negative in the news about him or that contradicts what he says, he labels it fake news. I mean, he's done this almost from the beginning of his political career. And this is one of those things that shows that he doesn't have a wide vocabulary, because it comes back to not analyzing anything. It just comes back, that's fake news. It's fake news. Fake news is news that is made up, not news that is critical of Donald Trump, or not news that comes out that is contradicting something that Trump said. And the CNN report contradicts what Trump said about totally obliterating the nuclear program in Iran. So this intel information indicates that maybe we didn't do that with the bombs. And I just posted a video on Substack about this, and it gives you a chance to respond. If you can't call the show, if you can't text us, then you could go to Scoot on the Air, Substack. Just go to Substack.com, and you can comment on it there. There's a lot of information there as well. It's just an extension of our show, and I'm proud of that, and it's a great audience. But anyway, I wanted to explain that the CNN report is not fake news. I mean, you can think what you want about CNN, but I mean, let's get the definitions right. And I love that we have the opportunity to set the record straight on so many things. And there are some experts now talking about how, no, you see, this isn't the beginning of World War III. And I talked about that very early on this show. And the people who were on social media trying to scare, especially young generations, into thinking that we're on the threshold of World War III, I said, look, we've been through these kind of things before. And a lot of you who are listening, you've been through this before, too. You understand what I'm saying. We've been through these things before, and it turns out okay. And I don't think I'm being naive. And so now there are a lot of experts basically saying, you see, we were not on the threshold of World War III. Now, look, anything can happen at any time, but this attack on Iran did not lead to that. So there's just a lot going on. We've been talking about this this afternoon, and I want to remind you, though, that this is a really fun, positive thing. The Tigers are celebrating their national championship tonight at 7 o'clock at Alex Box Stadium. And we're going to bring you a complete replay of the celebration featuring Coach Jay Johnson and the LSU players. That's going to be right after our Pelican Draft special, which is tonight at 9 o'clock, right here on WWL AMFM and WWL.com, also on the free Odyssey app. So, yeah, man, the NBA doesn't spend much time between the season ending and all of a sudden they've got the draft. So, yeah, a lot going on with all of this fake news. And I hate when the president says it, because every single time he says it, it's not about fake news. It's not fake. It's real news that he simply disagrees with. And some people buy into the BS that it's fake news.
Yeah, you know, the sort of nuance about this particular story is that they do not deny the existence of this report. But you got to read between the lines to understand that when they say fake news, you know, they've been, or it's a hoax. It's a hoax is another thing,
right,
that they like to say about anything, because if it's a hoax, then you don't have to think about it at all. There is no gray area. There is no nuance. There is nothing for you to learn here. There's no way for you to expand your own knowledge or your own consciousness or improve your own level of education by reading more into the story. If it's a hoax or it's fake news,
yeah,
then you can just ignore it.
Right. It's over. It's fake news. I don't have to pay attention to it.
The report exists. Now, if you think that the report is incorrect, then you should probably go ahead and say, you know, in the moment, you know, this is we got low confidence in this. You know, it's a low level loser, which is, you know, to be fair, what they said is what Carolyn Leavitt and Hegseth both said. It was a low level loser in the intelligence community. And Pete Hegseth said, well, it's a low confidence thing. Well, they wouldn't have to come out with the low confidence report and leak that if the president, along with Rubio and Hegseth and Vance, didn't get out in front of the podium and say, we have the highest amount of possible confidence that the job is done. You know,
no,
it's
that's
like
right. That's
if,
right.
If you didn't exaggerate what actually happened, then this guy or gal in the Pentagon wouldn't have to leak out this report that says, actually, we don't really know for sure right now.
And it would be easy for President Trump, as I said earlier, it would have been easy for him to handle this by simply saying the information that I had at the time, you know, I felt certain that we had obliterated their nuclear capabilities. But this intel report coming out indicates something different. And we're going to analyze this. And if the job wasn't done, we're going to go back in and do the job. He didn't say that. He just doubles down and says it's fake news. And it's not true. And then we've got this report out, and I don't know, maybe it's a, you know, maybe it's an early assessment and we need more information. You know, there are people who say somebody needs to be on the ground and go in and inspect that. But I don't know if Iran wants them to do that. So, you know, again, that's the country that we're dealing with. They're not open to those kind of things. So I don't know if we're going to get that.
The strikes were such a huge gamble in the first place. And that's not my assessment. I mean, that's what everybody had to say about it. In the first couple hours after those bombs hit the ground, people were like, holy cow. Was it bold? Was it decisive? Was it, you know, actionable? Yes. But we have no idea whether this is going to pay off or not. And that is like chapter two of Trumpism. Yep. You declare victory before you know if you've won. He did this with, you know, every election. We won the election, even though, you know, the votes haven't all been counted and we don't really know who's going to win this election.
We're
going to win.
He's fragile.
He needed this gamble to pay off for him more than he needed to tell the American people an accurate portrayal of what happened.
Well, that's right, because there's been so much going on around him. And, you know, now we've got news that, you know, some of the federal workers who were fired in that blanket firing from his co-president, Elon Musk, all the people who were fired. I said when that happened, this is not the way to handle this. I'm sure there's a lot of waste in government. Yeah, let's get rid of some people in government if there's redundancy. But to just blanketly fire people, and now they're trying to hire them back. That is an absolute admission that it was a mistake. The tariff war, the increasing the tariffs, the countries did not come begging to Trump. They didn't do that. So, you know, there was a lot going on. And then when Elon Musk said that he's in the Epstein files and he won't release the Epstein files, and now there's suspicion about that, and there are even Republicans who are saying that he should release the Epstein files. And where are the files? So, you know, again, you can disagree with Donald Trump and be a Republican. You can disagree with Donald Trump and be a conservative. There was never a prerequisite to buy into everything Trump says in order to be a Republican or a conservative. And so, you know, I mean, now there are people talking about Donald Trump getting the Nobel Peace Prize for what he did in Iran. The Nobel Peace Prize for that. I mean, didn't he win the Peace Prize when he had sex with Stormy Daniels?
No, I don't think they give out a
Peace
Prize.
I think there was some kind of a Peace Prize for that.
Well, piece of something. Probably.
Anyway, well, exactly.
I mean, look, if it turns out that, you know, if months or years from now, Iran still can't develop a nuclear weapon and, you know, peace has come to the Middle East and the Ayatollah is deposed and there's, you know, democracy in Iran and everybody's getting along, then sure, give them the Nobel Peace Prize. I don't care. But it's way too early to say that.
Well, that's the problem. Again, Trump is fragile and he just has to have this reaffirmation when it comes to absolutely everything. And again, I remind you that we never lie about Trump on this show. We only talk about and report the truth. And if you're not interested in the truth, that's an issue unto itself. But we're going to tell you the truth. All right, we're going to visit with Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser when we come back. And if you're on hold, stay with us. We will get to your calls. And the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Today, we are remembering Michael Jackson, who passed away on this day in 2009. Very, very talented person who maybe was haunted by his own demons and just could not continue. I mean, you know, you wonder when he gave himself that dose of propofol, if it was a way of just checking out or if it was a mistake. But no matter what, Michael Jackson should never have been in a position to where he could give himself that drug. And even if he had the opportunity to give himself that drug, he should not have given himself that drug. And he had a decision to make whether or not to do it, and he did it. And it's sad because it killed him. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWE.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or dsw.com.
WL. This hour, we're featuring music from Michael Jackson. And we're also remembering a very young Michael Jackson. This is the day that Michael Jackson passed away in 2009. You know, for several young generations, the death of Michael Jackson was just an absolute shocker. Not only did people not expect it, but Michael Jackson meant so much to so many people who are part of, you know, younger generations that, you know, for those generations, it was like Elvis dying. It was like John Lennon dying. And for them, Michael Jackson's death was that impactful in their lives. All right. The 18th annual Louisiana Seafood Cook-Off is happening, and there's a lot of stuff going on with this. Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser joins us on the show. Lieutenant Governor, good afternoon.
How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. So, look, this is an exciting event, and in the middle of all this news that's going on, it's fun to talk about the Seafood Cook-Off.
It is. You know, it's always good to bring out some of the good things going on,
yeah.
And we'll have chefs all over the state competing for the King and Queen of Seafood, and then the winner of that night will compete in August in the Convention Center against 14 other states to winning the American Seafood Kickoff, Seafood Cook-Off, and then they will be bragging rights as the best seafood chef in America. Last year, Massachusetts won the award, took it back home. Hopefully, whoever wins this Friday night for Louisiana will be able to bring that crown back to Louisiana in August.
Yeah, it's kind of understandable that maybe somebody from Massachusetts would win because they have a lot of seafood there. I would hate for you know, somebody from like Omaha, Nebraska to win the Seafood Cooking Award.
Yeah, we always give them a hard time that they have to import their seafood. Why not import it from Louisiana instead of overseas like a lot of the imports are? So you're right. Don't have anywhere to pull seafood from. So we're spoiled here by that great fresh seafood we get out the Gulf.
All right. So, Billy, tomorrow night there's an event at the Southern Hotel in Covington. The opening reception begins at 6 o'clock. And, you know, for people who are in business in these areas, I would think that this is a really good event where you never know who you're going to connect with. So it would be very worthwhile. It's the 2025 King or Queen Louisiana Seafood Cook-Off. And so this event starts tomorrow at 6 o'clock, and this is going to be at the Southern Hotel in Covington. Tell us
about
that.
No. It's Friday night in Slidell.
Oh, okay. Well,
that is the party where they pick. That's kind of the chefs and their crews, and they pick who's going to compete.
Okay.
But it's going to be at the Harbor Center in Slidell there. And you can go to LouisianaSeafood.com, click on to buy tickets. But every North Shore restaurant will be at a Taste of St. Tammany. So that will be going on. And in the building will be the competition Friday night. So, Friday night's the public event that you can buy tickets to at that. And it's not sold out yet. They expect it to sell out. It's getting pretty close to capacity because for $50, you get to taste all the seafood, all the restaurants, all the great dishes, not just seafood, of all the North Shore restaurants. It's a great time. This is the first time we've held it in St. Tammany. We move it around the state to give it to every part of the state and highlight all the great restaurants in every part of Louisiana. And this is St. Tammany's turn.
All right. So this is going to be Friday night and Harper Center in Slidell. So, but there is an event. I was confused. There is an event tomorrow night at the Southern Hotel in Covington. That's where they all.
Right. That's a smaller event where they're going to pick. They'll get up on stage and they'll pick a number. It's kind of neat because they get to start 10 minutes apart. They have an hour to cook their dish. They get up and present it to the judges. It's the taste, it's the look, it's their personality, it's their passion for Louisiana seafood. All that comes into the mix of picking the winner because we want not only a great dish, which I'm sure all the dishes will be great, but we want a great ambassador for Louisiana, and that's what we're looking for on Friday night.
So, Billy, when it's Louisiana seafood, what is the most? Is there one seafood that is genuinely more generally more popular than the other seafoods? Like, is it shrimp? Is it drum? Is it redfish? Is there some seafood that is more commonly used than the others?
No, you know what? You get a variety of everything. Softshell crab has been a big hit with the crab meat on top, all kind of fish dishes with the crab meat or crawfish tails. So there's been some really unique fish dishes. And, you know, when we have the competition in August and we see chefs from all over the country, you get some really unique dishes. Alaska always comes with a great dish. They've actually won it two or three times. But you'll get every kind of shrimp, seafood you could imagine, and the combinations they put together, whether it's the fish with the shrimp on top or crab meat, they really get creative in what they put out there. So it's going to be a great competition.
You know, seafood is my absolute favorite style cuisine, I guess you would say. It's my favorite. I don't eat red meat, and seafood is absolutely my favorite. And, you know, so I'm loving the lobsters. And, you know, years ago, drum was not as popular as it is in more recent years. I mean, when I was a kid growing up, and even a teenager, even as a young adult, I don't remember eating drum. But drum is a really good flaky white fish.
Absolutely. Sheephead, too. When I used to go fishing, sheephead, we'd give those away and keep the trout. Now, both of those fish are very popular. And if you didn't get invitations to both events, I'll make sure we get them over to you. Love to have you come out to both events if you can make it.
Okay. And yeah, and you know, sheephead are appropriately named because the head of that fish looks like a sheep. It's kind of freaky.
Hey, Scoot, if I could mention something, I just got word that the governor vetoed my balloon bill. And I never got a call. I'm blown away. Keep Louisiana Beautiful worked so hard to get people to understand the importance of not releasing these balloons. I've got dozens of pictures of pelicans, turtles, even baby cattle that ingested these balloons that land in the pastures. They clog up the waterways. We know from Mardi Gras or some have caused power outages. They're doing it in other states. If we had a bill to where you can celebrate with balloons, but pop them and dispose of them properly. Don't let them go into the air.
Well, did the bill pass and the governor vetoed it?
Yeah, it passed unanimously in both the House and the Senate. And I got a call from Representative Ilg, who was the sponsor of the bill, and he got dozens of calls. Why did the governor veto your bill? And we're just shocked. That and what's really disheartening is to not even get a phone call. Something that I've worked day and night for 3 years to clean up Louisiana, looking at what other states are doing to clean up their state, trying to implement them here. And it's not a money bill. We didn't ask for a penny from the state budget. And all the volunteers that are calling me, I'm like, why did he do this? And I wish I had an answer, but we were not informed. A stroke of the pen, he just killed it.
Well, I'm going to speculate that there's some motive, because this is a governor who doesn't do stuff without a motive, and I'd love to find out. With I'm serious, he's got a motive, but I don't know how this fits into any kind of radical right-wing agenda, which he would always side with. I don't know how it fits into that. I don't know. Maybe he's got friends who make Mylar balloons.
I don't know, but it's very disappointing when we have so many people working so hard to clean up Louisiana. You know, we've got our sheriffs. Everyone supported this bill. There was no negative push to stop it. You know, it's one of those things that moving in the right direction to clean up Louisiana. And, you know, we've even had the wildlife fishery tell us boaters have had them clogging up their propellers because they've landed large groups of balloons would land in the waterways and it would clog up their propeller. And they've had boaters that happen too. So it's one of those things you just kind of shake your head at and say, what was he thinking?
Well, this is not the first time I'm shaking my head at Governor Landry, but, you know, this if this bill passed unanimously and Governor Jeff Landry vetoed it. There's got to be a motivation, and somebody should try to find out what the motivation is. What benefit does Governor Landry get from vetoing this bill? Because I'm sure he gets some kind of benefit from it. He benefits in some way from it, or well, I don't think he would have done it.
I'm going to speculate, and talking to the representative, it was probably punishing him for a vote he might have not went along with the governor on. And I probably shouldn't say that, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. You know, some of the bills that would have brought down insurance that didn't get passed, for whatever reason, there's another one shaking your head, except the trial lawyers are controlling that. But I suspect it has something to do with the representative more than it did with keeping Louisiana beautiful. And that's just my opinion.
I mean, you know, if that's the case, then Governor Jeff Landry is a puny little man. He's a puny little man if he's going to get that picky and disregard what's best for the state and try to retaliate against somebody who voted against him. This is the puny little Trump mentality, and he's a puny little man, and shame on him.
It sure got me just shaking my head today. I just wanted to get that out there. So I appreciate that.
And let's also remind people that just because the puny little governor vetoed it to get back at this representative, because Governor Landry's got a puny little brain. Just because that happened, if that's what happened, there's got to be some motivation there. But it doesn't mean you should go out. Even if there's no law against it, you shouldn't go out and do Mylar balloons because of what Billy's talking about. It does hurt the environment, and it does hurt it, and it kills animals.
Yeah, and you can celebrate with them and just don't release them into the air because you don't know where they're going to end up. And just another thing we're trying to do to clean up Louisiana. So,
all right, Billy.
Do we know where the contract for the French Quarter stands? Has anybody got an update on the council? I know that bill passed allowing the council to do that. Yeah. And I know everybody's kind of hanging on threads and needles to see if the council is going to be able to keep Sidney Torres in the quarter. I'm hoping the governor signs that bill allowing the city council to do that to the downtown development district and keep that contract in place.
I haven't heard anything new about that, but I'll look into that because it's about time that we find out more about that and see if there's any, you know, shenanigans going on there. So we'll have to see. So in general, the state's doing okay?
Doing great. And I'm going to send you a book called Unite America. I just bought a case of them.
Okay.
And this is a group of billionaires that don't want anything. They're putting up a lot of money to change in every state to open primary.
Ooh, I love that.
'Cause they feel that's the only way to save our country to where people can compromise again. And it's a group I went and spoke to in Arizona. And when you hear these very intelligent people speak about, if we don't change that, destroying the country from within because we can't get any compromise or anything done long term. You know, if you got all Democrats in this time, they do something, the Republicans undo it, and it goes back and forth. And the only way to get a long term plan for this country to move forward is if you got people from both sides of the aisle that can actually talk and work together long term. And this Unite America group is trying to do that around the country. And, you know, we went the other way in this next election for senator. And hopefully with the added cost and seeing that it's not going to change anything, I'd like to see Louisiana go back to the open primary. But it's an interesting book. I'm going to send you a copy of it.
Okay, I appreciate that. And the biggest obstacle there is going to be Governor Landry, because he likes it the way it is, because the best way to get an extreme right-wing candidate in is to have a closed primary.
Yeah, absolutely right. And that's on both sides, in Democrat districts and Democrat states as well. You've got some Democrats that would like to compromise, but they'll get primaried out if they even talk to a Republican. So,
you know, now
it's something that
there's now, you know, there's that one C word that you can't say on the air. I mean, there's a C word that you shouldn't even say, you know, period. The new C word, though, is compromise.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, Lieutenant Governor, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Always great to see you. And thank you for what you do for the state, because you kick it. You do a great job. And if there's anything that we can do for you, you'll probably call Tommy first, but call us second, and we'll do the best we can to help you out.
So I'm going to invite you to do your show on the anniversary, because Newland already called me, but I'd love to have you do your show from the Cabildo for the anniversary of Katrina. We're going to be there all day with the new exhibit at the Presbytery, not the Cabildo. But I'd love for y'all to do the show down there the whole day. It'd be a great opportunity to see this new exhibit.
That would be great. And really, I know that maybe Newell did call you first, but I appreciate any...
I'm calling you first.
I appreciate any attention you can just kind of throw our way.
You got it, my friend.
All right, Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, thanks for being with us.
Have a great day.
Okay. All right, today we continue to remember Michael Jackson, who passed away on this day in 2009. And we're remembering some of the classic Jackson 5 hits, and man, these were just such great, great songs. And you know, Michael was just so cute at the time. Sometimes he'd wear that little hat. I don't even know what kind of hat that is. I mean, it's not a fedora. I don't even know what kind of hat it is, but he had that little hat on, and it was a cool hat. All right, I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be right back on WWE.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Well, Ian just told me during the break that we've gotten a couple of texts from people reminding us that this is also the day that Farrah Fawcett passed away. I had forgotten that. I had forgotten that Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett passed away on the same day. So, yeah, we'll take a moment to remember Farrah Fawcett. And that famous poster of her, I think the bathing suit was red. It was a one piece, not that exciting. But, man, her hair was just... was everything. Farrah Fawcett looked like most of the girls that rejected me when I was young.
Yeah, that tracks.
Yeah, but she was hot.
You probably because you had better hair than them.
No, I didn't have good hair back then. You know, because I, you know, like in high school, the East Jefferson made us cut our hair. I wanted hair long, but sure. You know, and then my dad wasn't crazy about long hair, so I didn't become the person I am now until. I don't know, maybe I was like, probably just before, Probably just before starting at B97, I had sort of come into my own, but I was a shell of who I am now back then. So I was not cool at all.
Well, if Farrah Fawcett were still here today, she would definitely want to date you.
That would be cool.
That would be pretty cool.
Be nice, yeah.
Maybe she still has that one piece.
Yeah, she's nice. It looked like it was a little cold in the room.
All right. Yeah, we've seen the poster. We know.
Okay, so yeah, I'm not talking about anything that people don't know.
No.
All right, listen. The Diddy trial is, I think they're starting today, closing arguments.
The defense has rested.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think I'm sure in the closing arguments, they talked about how it was all consensual. You know, that everything that everybody did was consensual.
You're exactly right. They said it was like, oh, this is all just part of the swinger lifestyle.
Yeah.
And Diddy actually, he didn't want to take the stand in his own defense. He said, I'm not getting on that stand. I'm going to let my defense team has done a good job. He like kind of weirdly complimented the judge. He said like, oh, the judge, you've been doing a great job this whole time. I mean, maybe that's how he actually feels about it, but I think that doesn't happen in courtrooms.
Yeah, you know, there had been
so
many.
Where the defendant was like kind of sucking up to the judge. Yeah. Like,
there have been so many cases where the public sentiment, based on the testimony that we've heard, the things that we've heard, the public sentiment totally disagrees with the outcome. Mm-hmm. Casey Anthony, O.J. Simpson. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think we should assume this is a slam dunk. We don't know how this is going to go.
Hey, man. Sometimes these things don't break your way. I was just reading this morning about Kyle Rittenhouse, you know, the kid in Kenosha, Wisconsin, who shot three people and killed two of them. I mean, I think whether or not you wanted him to be felt guilty for that, I think most people viewed that as kind of an open and shut case, but a jury found him not guilty and he walked.
Yeah, he seemed like a little vigilante.
Yeah.
He seemed like a kid that thought he was tough because he had a gun.
Mm-hmm.
That the gun gave him confidence that he wouldn't have had otherwise.
The story I was reading was all about how he's disappeared. He got rid of all his social media accounts and he quit his job at the gun shop and he's not doing these interviews and publicity hits anymore. Maybe we've heard the last from Kyle.
No, I mean, if that little bastard is gone, disappearing, I'm happy with that. Yeah. I don't need to hear from that little punk again.
Yeah.
Little punk.
We're done with Kyle Rittenhouse.
That little punk.
He had his 15 minutes.
Yeah. He had more than that, but that was way, way too much. So I don't know. You know, from what I've heard from the testimony, you sure get the feeling that Sean Diddy Combs is guilty AF. Hey, look, very quickly, let's go to Irvin and Hammond. I got time for a fast comment. I'm sorry we kind of rambled on here, Irvin, but you're on WWL. Hello, Irvin. All right, let's go to Jimmy and Gretna. Hey, Jimmy, I got time for a quick comment.
Hey, I'll make it really quick. If you left right now, you could maybe make it up to Birmingham, Alabama, Def Leppard and Bret Michaels tonight. You literally have to leave right now. A shorter trip is Baton Rouge. You got the LSU National Championship, the big party celebration. It's free admission to everybody who wants to meet the players and hold the trophy and all that stuff tonight in Baton Rouge. But look, the reason why I called, I saw on social media, I know you've had the Jimmy Anselmo guy, the guy who used to own Jimmy's Music Club. I'm seeing rumors that they're reopening Jimmy's Music Club. Maybe you could send him a text or talk to him later on this week, because that's what I'm seeing. I don't know if he owns it or not, but Jimmy's Music Club on, I think it was Willow, is going to get reopened from what I'm seeing. Have you heard anything about
that? Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, the last time he talked to us, he talked about opening up some club, but I don't know whether that is the club or it's another, but he talked about opening up something or something like that. So I don't know. Maybe we'll talk to Jimmy in the next couple of days.
Jimmy's right. Reading now, NOLA.com, the new owners of 8200 Willow Street are renovating the space and plan to restore the Jimmy's Music Club name.
Not immediately clear
if Jimmy Anselmo is involved, but the venue is coming back with that name. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Red Hot Chili Peppers were among the bands that played at Jimmy's. Jimmy! Anyway. Sometimes I just fall into that.
Yeah, reading more of the article now. Anselmo himself is not involved except tangentially. He sold the building to the new owners, acted as the bank financing the purchase, still holds the mortgage, which he transferred to the new partner. So
okay. Well, you know, I hope it is as legendary as it was before. And they had a lot of bands at Jimmy's that played at Jimmy's right before they became huge. So I hope they still have that tendency to have bands that are maybe on the threshold of being big, and then they play at Jimmy's and get big. So, yeah, that club has a great, great history, and hopefully that continues. You know, of all the Michael Jackson songs, this was just still one of my favorites. I just think there's just something so classic about this as a rock song. And Eddie Van Halen was doing the lead guitar in this, and there was just a great combination. From Thriller, of course, it's Beat It. This is the day that Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett passed away. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. Another classic from Michael Jackson. This is the day Michael Jackson passed away, 2009. All right, Sports Talk is coming up next with Mike Dettillier, Steve Geller, and Charlie Long, and they'll talk about LSU celebrating their 8th national title, and then there's a lot more coming up with the NBA draft special, and then a replay of LSU's big celebration in Baton Rouge. Thanks to Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, market manager Dan Barron, news anchor Ian Ozan, traffic with Courtney P. As always, I thank all of you for being part of this show. I'm Scoot. Have a great afternoon. Stay cool. Love you, New Orleans.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.